Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Yes, together we will remake the world. Inshallah, with Allah's assistance. Wilmore Siddiqui in the background. Thank you so very much, brother. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum and good Tuesday morning to you. You are listening to the Lives of the Prophets or the Stories of the Prophets by Ibn Kathir. Today is Tuesday, the second day of the week. And we are thankful that you are here with us. And it's also the last day of the month, second day of the week, last day of the month, all right? So be careful out there. You know, people go crazy on this so-called Halloween. Anyway, we're going to continue with the stories of the prophets. The last time that we were here, we were talking about Prophet David. And, oh, man, what a story this was. But this is where we're going to start. When David was in prayer, and this is in the Quran, too, and it says, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, and has the news of the litigants reached you? When they climbed over the wall into his prayer area, when they entered in upon David, he was terrified of them. They said, "Fear not, we are two litigants, one of whom has wronged the other. Therefore, judge between us with truth and treat us not with injustice and guide us to the right way. Verily, this is my brother in religion. He has 99 ewes," and we found out that ewes, E-W-E, is a female sheep. He has 99 female sheep, while I only have one. And he said, hand it over to me. And he overpowered me in speech. David said immediately, without listening to the opponent, he has wronged you in demanding your ewe in addition to his ewes. And verily, many partners oppress one another, except those who believe and do righteous good deeds, and they are few. And David guessed that we have tried him, and he sought forgiveness of his Lord, and he fell down prostrate and turned to Allah in repentance. What they left out here in this part was that, okay, so yeah, this is the story part. So we forgave him that, and verily for him is a near access to us, and as a good place of final return. But it says, this is from the Quran, O David, we have placed you as a successor on earth, so judge you between men in truth and justice, and follow not your desire, for it will mislead you from the path of Allah. Verily, those who wander astray from the path of Allah shall have a severe torment, because they forgot the day of reckoning. Al-Quran, Surah 38, verse 21 through 26. This was interesting, because I'm going to go back for a minute, because when the two litigants and they had reached David and they told him about the ewes, and he immediately, it says that he immediately, without listening to opponent, said he has wronged you in demanding your ewe in addition to his ewes. And you could understand that. You know, this one person has 99 and the other person has one, and you automatically take it, well, you know, the person with 99 is wrong. And verily, many partners oppress one another except those who believe and do righteous deeds, good deeds, and they are few. Now, what happens after this is that the two litigants vanished. That's what it said. The two litigants vanished, and that's when David realized that this was a test from Allah. And so David guessed that we had tried him, and he sought forgiveness of his Lord, and he fell down prostrate and turned to Allah in repentance. So we forgave him that, and verily for him is a near access to us and a good place of final return in paradise. And the idea is this, with all the benefits that David, Prophet David had, peace be upon him, with all the blessings that he had gotten throughout his lifetime from the time that he was a youth, and, you know, he had a slingshot and a pebble, you know, I mean, you know, like he's king, you know, he's doing prayers, he's really, you know, doing well. And, you know, just because he's a human being, he has the ability to fall short at times too. And so when this situation came upon him, this was the lesson that Allah was trying to teach him. You know, you're the big man, but be careful. So it says, verily, O David, verily, we have placed you as a successor on earth. So judge you between men in truth and justice, and follow not your desires, what will mislead you from the path of Allah. Verily, those who wander astray from the path of Allah shall have a severe torment, because they forgot the day of reckoning. And listen, you always got to be on point about, we have to always be on point about the day of reckoning. We always have to be on point about it. And just because, you know, like we might be doing good today, you on the path today, and then all of a sudden something come up, like it came up with David, and then you automatically judge it and get the judgment wrong. So we have to remember that. We have to remember that. So this is, now we are next part, the death of David, Prophet David, peace be upon him. David worshiped Allah, glorified him, and sang his praises until he died. Remember, David was the one sang the Psalms, the PSLM, you know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake, yea, though I walk through the valleys in the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, I know that from being a child coming up in a Christian family. That was one of the favorite Psalms chapters or sayings that come from Psalms. But there are many that come from Psalms. If you get a chance to read it, you know, you'll see, you know, some of the things that David wrote and then some of the things that not only that David wrote, but that other people wrote with him. So David worshiped Allah. He glorified him and sang his praises until he died because David was blessed with so much. But according to a tradition, David died suddenly and was mourned by 4,000 priests as well as thousands of people. Again, David died suddenly and was mourned by 4,000 priests, 4,000 religious leaders, as well as thousands of people for the good that David had. It doesn't say this, I'm interpreting in here. He said, David died suddenly and was mourned by 4,000 priests as well as thousands of people. Why? Because of the good that he had done for the people, and now people recognized him in his death. And so 4,000 religious leaders came together to mourn his death because he died suddenly. It was so hot that people suffered from the intensity of the sun. So Solomon called the birds to protect David and the people from the sun, and they did so until he was buried. This was the first sign of his dominion to be witnessed by people. Okay, so they had told us about Solomon during the story of David, where his son, Solomon, had made a judgment at the age of 11. They made a big deal about that because people would come to David and they would come to David for advice. And David had made a judgment and his son said, well, can I say something? He's 11 years old. And the father said, yeah, well, go ahead, you know, speak on it. And when Solomon, his son, spoke on it, the father, David, realized that it was a better judgment than he had. And so he, you know, instituted the judgment of Solomon. And then, you know, David realized that Solomon, you know, was blessed also. So now we go from the story of David or, you know, to Prophet Suleiman or Solomon. Solomon's knowledge, reading from the story. Solomon inherited David's prophethood and dominion. Okay? So this is important because David had such a relationship and a good circumstance that was going on with Allah that he winded up giving the prophethood to his son, Solomon. And not only did he give him his prophethood, but he gave him his dominion, meaning his kingdom. He became king. Solomon became king. All right? So from the story, this was not a material inheritance, as prophets do not bequeath their property. Okay? It is given away to the poor and needy, not to their relatives. Okay, so here it is. It said prophethood and dominion, meaning that, okay, so let's take a look at this. So if this is saying this is not a material inheritance, so not to say that Solomon didn't become king, I don't know about that. I think Solomon did. But what they're saying, what it looks like what they're saying is this, that his ability to give praise and glorification to the creator of the heavens and the earth was given to him, the prophethood, and to, you know, call the people to the praise and glorification to Allah and dominion. Also, that, you know, like he was able to speak to the creation to make the creation work. He was able to speak to the creation and make the creation work. So now I'm thinking when they say dominion, I'm thinking of, you know, a kingdom. But it seems like what this story is saying is that we're not talking about a dominion. We're talking about Solomon's ability, all right, to get people to do the things that they need to do in order to work the kingdom. So it says this is not a material inheritance, as prophets do not bequeath their property. It is given away to the poor and needy, nor to their relatives. Prophet Muhammad said, the prophet's property will not be inherited, and whatever we leave is to be used for charity. Okay, that's the material. All right, that's what they're saying. The prophet's property will not be inherited. So they're saying here, this is not like, you know, what we do today. What we do today is, you know, somebody passes and it's like, yeah, well, you know, that comes down to me. That's what it seems to be saying to me. I could be wrong, but it says that's what this story is saying. The prophet's property will not be inherited, and whatever we leave is to be used for charity. And that's Sali al-Bukhari. But we know that that's just not. Maybe they did it like that in those days, but that's not the way that it's done today. And so, this is what the Quran says. And indeed, we gave knowledge to David and Solomon, and they both said, all the praises and thanks to be to Allah, who has preferred us above many of his believing slaves. And Solomon inherited the knowledge of David. So that's the inheritance. Solomon, when it said Solomon inherited David's prophethood and dominion. So it says, and indeed we gave knowledge to David and Solomon. We both said all praises due to Allah, who has preferred us above many of his believing slaves. And Solomon inherited the knowledge of David. Of course he's going to, well, I'm not going to say of course, because, you know, we have children, and the problems of children, sometimes our children just, you know, we try to, you know, give it to them. We try to give the knowledge to them. We try to give the guidance to it. And, you know, they don't get it. But in this situation, it says that we indeed gave the knowledge to David and Solomon, and they both said all praises due to Allah, who has preferred us. So Allah preferred that Solomon inherit the knowledge of, because it could have been somebody else, but Allah blessed David to be able to communicate with his son, and his son was able to accept it and then say all the praises and thanks be to Allah, who has preferred us above many of his believing slaves. And Solomon inherited knowledge of David. He said, oh mankind, we have been taught the language of birds, and on us have we been bestowed all things. This verily is an evident grace from Allah. So it's not a guarantee. It's not guaranteed. And I say this on the basis that the story basically says that we might want to pass it on to our children, but it's only with the grace and mercy of Allah that, you know, our children are chosen. Okay, and listen, you say, well, you know, like, I want my son to play drums because I know how to play drums. And then, you know, you go to trying to teach your son how to play drums, and he's like, I don't want to play no drums. Come on, son. You know, this is what I know. You know, if you learn how to play drums, then you inherit what I know. You inherit the ability to play your drums, and then I can give you all my connections, and you could be a great drummer. But it's only through Allah's grace that person will become a drummer, if that person is selected Remember, it says, all praise is due to Allah, who has preferred us above many of his believing slaves. Now, some of our children might not become, this brother might not have been a great one to be a great drummer, but maybe, you know, like he was a great teacher who taught children, you know, from kindergarten to high school and all the children. But everyone has their own, everyone, Allah blesses everyone with their own destiny. So we should take that into consideration to keep that. But remember, in this situation, you know, David's son, Solomon, got blessed, whereas David and Solomon was able to communicate together, and they was able to become some things and some things. Solomon becomes king. Now, so after his father's death, Solomon became king. Okay, so it looked like, brothers and sisters, I'm just reading what the thing says. Of course, here it is. We had this big thing about dominion that said that Solomon inherited David's prophethood and dominion, and then it says this was not a material inheritance, as prophets do not bequeath their property. It is given away to the poor and needy, nor to their relatives. But then we go down here and says Solomon becomes king. After his father's death, Solomon became king. He begged Allah for a kingdom such as none after he would have, and Allah granted his wish. Besides wisdom, Allah had blessed Solomon with many abilities. He could command the wind and understand and talk to the birds and animals like his father did. Well, they say that his father was able to talk to the birds, but here it says that Solomon was able to command the wind and understand and talk to birds and animals. So David was able to talk to the birds. Solomon was able to talk to the wind, birds, animals. Is this impossible? Is this impossible? No, this is a person that had been blessed, okay? Again, who says, with as all praise is due to Allah, who has preferred us above many of his believing slaves. So this was a blessing that he got. So now, because he was blessed like that, you say, well, you know, like, I don't know nobody in my surroundings that can talk to the birds and animals. I don't know anybody like that. Well, during that time, remember, just during that time, Solomon was able to, because Allah blessed him with the way to do it. Just like Allah blessed his father David with the way to take Goliath down. He was able to, with a slingshot and pebble, he was prepared to do that. Allah prepared him to do that, blessed him to do that. David blessed David to be able to do that. So that was the favor that Allah gave him. He didn't give it to all the rest of Saul. Saul was the king at the time. He didn't give it to the rest of the men that was with Saul. He didn't give it to the rest of them. He gave it to little David. So that's the way that we have to understand that too, that it's possible for someone to be blessed today. It's possible. But, you know, you'll see, we'll know that that person is blessed by the results that comes from it. That's all that we'll say about that. We'll know that that person is the best. Because you know, we have many of, yes, I'm the new, I'm Jesus who has come back from the dead. I'm the one that you're looking for. Oh, yeah? Yeah. You know, so worship me. Or the orange prophet. You know who I'm talking about today. We got an orange prophet today. That's in America. Anyway, so, again, Allah has blessed Solomon with many abilities. He could command the wind and understand and talk to the birds and animals. So Allah directed him, talking about Allah directed Solomon to teach both men and jinns to mine the earth, to go into the earth, and extract its minerals to make tools and weapons. He also favored him with a mine of copper, which was a rare metal in those days. So remember, David, his father, was blessed to make the iron soft. That was a blessing that came from his father, David. So now, here it is, Solomon, he could command the wind and understand and talk to not only birds, but animals. Allah directed him to teach both men and jinns. You know what I'm saying? To teach both men and jinns to mine the earth, go into the earth and extract its materials to make tools and weapons. He also favored him with a mine of copper. Solomon's admiration of horses. During his time, horses were the common mode of transportation. They were very essential for defense, to carry soldiers and cart provisions and weapons of war. The animals were well cared for and well trained. One day, Solomon was reviewing a parade of his stable. The fitness, beauty, and posture of the horses fascinated him so much that he kept on stroking and admiring them. The sun was nearly setting, and the time for the middle prayer was passing by. When he realized this, he exclaimed, "I surely love the finer things of life than the service of my Lord. Return them to me." Now, let's take a look at this. There's something that stood out here for me because it says, the sun was setting and the time for the middle prayer was passing by. So there was a middle prayer? There was a middle prayer. All right. So, you know, we do the five times a day, and there's a middle prayer for us. So there was a middle prayer in the time of Solomon. And we know that the story has told us about the prayers that the father David had made. So it's possible, you know, and even logical that Solomon, you know, learned the prayers from his father. And so, you know, it was like he's fascinated with the horses. Like, what is it that we're fascinated today with? The internet? The football game? But he realized that the time for the middle prayer was passing by. When he realized this, he said, "I surely love the finer things of life than the service of my Lord. Return them to me." So I would believe that this is a realization that he came to realize that, yo, he loves the finer things of life. He was looking at the fitness, the beauty, and the posture of the horses. And if you've ever seen horses, I mean, they can look real beautiful. So the fitness, beauty, and posture of the horses fascinated him so much that he kept on stroking and admiring them. The sun was nearly setting in the time for the middle prayer was passing by. When he realized this, he said, "Oh, wow, I surely love the finer things of life, but I got to do this service to my Lord." Okay, so we move forward. Allah's gifts to Solomon. Now, that's gifts, G-I-F-T-S, with an S on it, not G-I-F-T, gift, one. It's Allah's gifts with an S to Allah. Okay, so it says here, let's see, I want to make sure that I have this right because it's 728. Okay, so Almighty Allah revealed. So most of the time when they say Almighty Allah revealed, that this is from Quran. And to David we gave Solomon, how excellent a slave. Verily, he was ever off returning in repentance to us. So it's like they're saying that, you know, mistakes was made by David or Solomon, but he was ever off returning in repentance to us. So when the mistake was made, he always came to us with repentance. And that was what, remember, that's what saved Adam, the father Adam. That, you know, like when he made the mistake, he turned to Allah and said, "Oh Allah, if you don't forgive us, then we will, you know, we will surely be lost." So one of the keys for us. And no matter what happens, you make a mistake, you know, verily, he was ever off returning in repentance to us. When there was displayed before him in the afternoon, meaning Solomon, well-trained horses of the highest breed for jihad and Allah's cause, and he said, "Alas, I do love the good these horses instead of remembering my Lord till the time was over and the sun had hidden in the veil of the night. Then he said, bring them, horses, back to me. Then he began to pass his hand over their legs and their necks till the end of the day. And indeed, we did try Solomon, okay? Okay? And we placed on his throne a devil. So he lost his kingdom for a while. And it's a Jasadan. That's supposed to be the name of the person. And indeed, we did try Solomon, and we placed on his throne Jasadan, who was a devil. So he lost his throne for a while. But he did return to his throne and kingdom by the grace of Allah, and he did return to Allah with obedience and in repentance. Again, in repentance. And I know that there's a saying that was by Solomon in the Bible, because I wanted to learn it and say it. And I'll just say the first part. It was vanity of vanities, vanities of vanities. All is vanity and a chasing after wind. He was enjoying the finer things, and I had women and horses and fruits of all kinds and, you know, all kinds of animals. And all of this I found was just a chasing after wind. And it may have been at this time that he lost his kingdom because he was indulging in the finer things in life. And so, you know, the throne was taken from him and given to Jasadan, a devil, so he lost his kingdom for a while. So, but he did return to his throne and kingdom by the grace of Allah, and he did return to Allah with obedience and repentance. So he realized that, and that may be why he started to say, you know, vanity of vanity, bones is vanity in the chasing after wind. You know, even though I have all this stuff, I have all these material possessions, you know, it's just chasing after wind, you know. And then that's where they say, to everything there's a season and a time for this and a time for that and a time for this and a time for that, you know. That's also in that saying of Solomon. So continue your story. He said, my Lord, forgive me and bestow upon me a kingdom such as shall not belong to any other after me. Verily, you are the bestower. Okay. So right now, what we're going to do, we're going to take a pause for the cause, because we have an event that will be coming up in December 7th. It's going to be a time to be grateful. And after that, if you have a question or comments, you know, press one on your phone, and I'll bring you into the queue.
Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journals of Time to Be Grateful, coming to Newark, New Jersey, December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATTBG features a weekend of events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development, including Culture Night, which showcases Muslim singers, musicians, and spoken word artists, a modest yet ultra-stylish family fashion show luncheon, an awards banquet, business breakfast, marketplace with Muslim vendors, and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. Visit www.masjidalhaq.com or call 862-250-5451. Hope to see you there.
Yes, that's coming up, A Time to Be Grateful. That is the MJ. When she said MJ, that meant Muslim Journal, to those who are not aware. And, you know, Muslim Journal has been giving this for years, A Time to Be Grateful. It's going to be in Newark, New Jersey. So make sure that you make your arrangements for that. We're going to go to telephone call. We have 810-394. Assalamu alaikum. Your microphone is open. Who's calling? Where you calling from?
Wa alaikum assalam to you, brother William Kareem. And it's, I was just trying to make sure I'm not on mute.
You're not on mute.
Am I on mute? Oh, okay. Good going. Because I had my phone on me for a minute. Yes. Okay. And assalamu alaikum to the AM360 family as well. This is the Preetha Hadi, Abdul Hadi, calling from Flint, Michigan. And we are so excited with your reading. You know, just it just gets into us, you know. And when you talk about Prophet David and Solomon, like I said to you last week, I hadn't understood that David was Solomon's father. But I do remember something that when you mentioned this morning about, I believe David was speaking or making a judgment on something, and his son Solomon,
yes.
You know, I do recall reading that in the Quran, but I didn't relate the two like that until you actually began doing the lives of the prophet, and we certainly do appreciate you dearly for that. Also, I wanted to say in the prophet Solomon, I know at one time I had to give reference to him because, you know, he was when he was sending the messages back to the queen Sheba, and he was saying amongst them he was calling out the birds, you know, up in them. He said he didn't see the hoopoe. And he would say,
right.
Uh-oh, the hoopoe was in trouble. And that just took me back to one of the, we had a conference, a Ramadan conference, and I was being late getting it, and I heard my name calling, and I'm, oh, my God, I'm here, y'all, I'm here, you know. So I thought about the hoopoe. Like, I don't want to get in no trouble,
yes.
I'm here, you know. I'm,
yes.
But speaking of, yes, sir, and I'm going to be quick with too. And speaking of the, when he was talking to the birds and the animals and everything, and I know, like you were saying, said we can't talk to them, but do you know, we do know because of our prayers, we do have a sense of relationship, you know, to some degree with them.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. I just wanted to share that. Thank you so kindly, Brother William Kareem, and keep up the great
thank
work.
You so very much. Thank you so very much, and you also. And I will say this, that Allah. We know that Allah taught, you know, Adam the nature of things. That's what Allah taught. So the possibility exists to speak to birds, because there are many. Because you know, even today, there are many people who can explain how to communicate with dogs or communicate with cats.
Yes.
I mean, that's very popular today. It's like, you know, and that's knowledge that's actually shared by a lot of people so that they can, you know, have better control as far as they're not, what's going on with their cats and their dogs. Because cats come in and they act the same way. Dogs come in and they have a nature and they act the same way. But those are things that have been revealed, and we know how to do it. So this idea about speaking to birds, that's a possibility. We also know, I'm going to say this here, I think I got another telephone call, that there's many revelations that have been given to Adam's children in the past. We talk about Egypt. There are many things that happened in Egypt that we still can't explain today. But Allah blessed people to be able to do it. And, you know, those blessings. So we know that the possibility that when Allah favors somebody, that the favor, you know, is the blessing, that it's not given everybody, but it might be given to that one person, and maybe that one person then can share it with the rest of, you know, the society of people. Thank you, sister.
You're welcome. Thank you. Takbir. Assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar. Wa alaikum assalam. And we're going to go to another telephone call, 213-925. Assalamu alaikum. Your microphone is open. Who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, this is Brother Amin, Sister Claire Muhammad, stemschool.com. Sister Claire Muhammad, stemschool.com. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I found your show the other day. It was fascinating when the brother came on the the rapper, and
oh, yeah,
people
yeah.
have been
Camille
asking you,
Ismail, Kismel, yeah.
Khalil Ishmael. Okay, well, you know.
Right. That was the Saturday program?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was
okay.
Fascinating. And it was right to the point. It was right to the issue. It is right to the problem that we have with these ratchet lyrics and this gangster rap going into our children for the last 30 years and causing them to think it's okay to be a thug, thug life, and all that kind of stuff. So the show you had last weekend, brother, was I would say A1, one of the best I've ever heard on the radio. So could you get up there, brother, the website again? Yeah, because I know people are asking me about it.
Thank you, bro. I would just like to say that, you know, like what you have said has encouraged us to continue. This week coming up, we're going to, inshallah, we're going to have Hijra on, some of the originators of the group Hijra, which is a pioneer performing group that was under the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad. So we're going to have them this weekend. And we have more artists that are actually coming up. But also, please be encouraged to listen to the Halal music mix that happens at 10 o'clock on a New Day Community Radio. And then 11 o'clock, we have the interview. And at 12 o'clock, if you want to get a better understanding of what's going on as far as hip-hop is concerned, the who's, what's, where's, when, how's, and why's as far as hip-hop is concerned, and you might have a question to give you a better understanding about it, then listen to the Quick Hitters Experience, which comes on at 12 o'clock. And the other idea is that this is – that Saturday program is a connection between American Muslim 360 and A New Day Community Radio. So we connect each other. And you did speak to us last week, right, brother? When you brought up the thing about happened with the music industry. Is that correct?
Right. The secret meeting that changed rap music and destroyed a generation.
Right.
A few years ago, it kind of upset the community because it shows that people get together, put their heads together in order to plan our demise and plan our, you know, to cripple us and to cripple our children, that they actually plan for that and also make money at it, you know, by building privately owned prisons and stuff. And then as they come into hip-hop and stuff and they act out this criminality, they go to prison, they go to jail, and they make – and the conspirators make money on the jail.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Well, first of all, please be encouraged to continue with the Clara Muhammad School. Please continue to share information that you might have as far as what we're concerned. And, you know, just to everybody, the whole reason why we do American Muslim 360 and New Day Community Radio and all the other Muslim programming that we have is to inform our community, to grow our community, because remember, we are in the position today of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We are in the position of the prophets. That's where we are. If some of the things that you are hearing, it inspires you, or you know, like we can relate to it. That means that, you know, we will continue and we will have an influence and effect on the world, and that's what we need to do. And, you know, be careful. You know, remember, we were just talking about Solomon and how Solomon got caught up in the finer things of life. You know, he got caught up in the finer things of life. Well, that's the same thing that could happen to us today. We get caught up in the finer things in life and the things that Allah wants us to do. You know, they don't happen. All of a sudden, what happened? What happened with Solomon? A devil sat on the throne. So let us continue. Thank you, brother. Thank you so very much.
Yes, sir. You're so welcome. Assalamu
alaikum. Alaykum assalam. Alhamdulillah. So we got a couple of minutes left in the program, and so we were talking about Allah's gifts with an S to Solomon. And today we gave Solomon how excellent a slave. Verily, he was ever off returning in repentance. When deal with the slave before him and after well-trained horses in the highest degree. Okay, that's when, and we did try Solomon. We placed on his throne Jaffran, the devil, for a while. But he did return, Solomon, to his kingdom and enthroned by the grace of Allah. And he did return to Allah with obedience and repentance. He got off the path for a minute. He got caught up, man. He got caught up, just like we could get caught up today. He got caught up. But when he realized what the situation was, and, you know, like, he saw that devil on his throne, man, I got to get myself together. And Allah, by Allah's grace, you know, he returned to obedience and repentance. So he had to learn the lesson. Allah taught him the lesson. But he said, yeah, I'm going to teach you this. Yeah, you think your throne is in there? I'm going to put a devil on the throne. You're going to lose your kingdom for a minute. She was like, yo, what? I thought I had this down pat. I was enjoying all the finer things of life. What? I had it done. I'm the man. Enjoying all this. All of a sudden, just like, yeah, okay. Hey, King. Let me introduce you to Jafaran. Put a devil on his throne, man. And he lost his kingdom for a minute. He said, what? I thought I had this together. Return to, you ask for your Lord's mercy and forgiveness, man, and be obedient. That's the thing, okay? Yo, I could take this thing away from you. Now, if you come back, be obedient. And that's what he did. He said, my Lord, forgive me and bestow upon me a kingdom such as shall not belong to any other after me. Verily, you are the bestower. So he had to be taught a lesson how to recognize that. So then the story continues. So we subjected to him the wind. It blew gently to his orders, whithersoever he willed. And also the devils from the jinns, including every kind of builder and diver, and also others bound in fetters, saying of Allah to Solomon, this is our gift, so spend you or withhold. No account will be asked, but verily he enjoyed a near access to us and a good final goal before paradise. And that says that's Surah 38, verse 30 to 40. Now, so we should remember, look, we might have the gift. Allah might bless us with the gift, but with the gift comes a responsibility. And with that gift, if we go too far as that gift is concerned, then Allah could take that from us. We got, what? I thought I had this thing under control. What? Then we got to, we can make repentance. We can repent, and Allah can forgive us by his grace, forgive us and bring us back. And so it says that, and verily he enjoyed, meaning Solomon enjoyed a near access to us and a good final return to paradise. Surah 38, verse 30 through 40. So now, Adam, Solomon hears the ant's warning. Now, this is going to be interesting because I've always, wondered about this. So one day Solomon gathered his army, which had different battalions of men, jinns, birds, and animals. He marched them to the country of Ascalon. While they were passing through a valley, one ant, saw the approaching army and cried out to warn the other ants. Run to your homes, otherwise unaware Solomon and his army might crush you. Solomon, hearing the cry of the ant, singular, smiled. He was glad that the ant, singular, knew him to be a prophet who would not intentionally harm Allah's creation. He thanked Allah for saving the ant's life. Okay, this is important. Okay, so again, the ant said, run to your homes, otherwise unaware Solomon and his army might crush you. Solomon, hearing the cry of the ant, singular, smiled. He was glad that the ant, singular, knew him to be a prophet who would not intentionally harm Allah's creation. He thanked Allah for saving the ants, plural, lives. He thanked Allah for saving the ants' lives. So Solomon hears the conversation of the ants, and this is in Quran. Allah the Almighty narrated, and there gathered before Solomon his host of jinns and men and birds, and they all were set in battle order, marching forward, till when they came to a valley of the ants, when one of the ants said, "O ants, enter ye your dwellings, lest Solomon and his host crush you while they perceive not." So he, Solomon, smiled, amused at her speech, So he, Solomon, smiled and amused at her speech, said, "My Lord, inspire and bestow upon me the power and ability that I might may be grateful for your favors which you have bestowed on me and on my parents, and that I may do righteous good deeds that will please you and admit me to your mercy among your righteous slaves." Surah 27, verse 17 to 19. Now, what are we talking about here? Well, is it talking about the ants? Well, I mean, you know, the Quran is showing us that, Solomon comes, he's got this big army. One day Solomon gathered his army, which had different battalions of men, jinns, birds, and animals. He marched them to the country of Ascalon. So here it is, you got this big army. Solomon got this big army. Men, jinns, birds, and animals. And he's passing through a valley and ants, meaning one who was of less value, you would look at as less value. We see ants all the time. It's like, yeah, get on out of here, ant. But, and it might be mentioning like people who were just, you know, just farmers or something like that there, because it says that he said that ants saw the approaching army and cried out to warn the other ants, the other small people, run to your homes. Otherwise, unaware, Solomon and his army might crush you. People who were just, you know, living their lives. They weren't his enemies. They were just people who were there, you know, the ant. You know, he's, you know, building his community. But Solomon heard it. He saw it. And he was glad that the ant knew him. And it said he would not intentionally harm Allah's creation. And he thanked Allah for saving the ants. He thanked Allah for saving the small people. And this is what, I mean, you know, you might have something else that you think it is. And if you do, then, you know, like you can press one on your phone and, you know, say something about it. But that's what it would think that it is. I've always wondered about that, you know, about the ant. I always wondered about that. You know, what was the situation with the ant? But it seems to be that, you know, like you got this big army. You got this big army coming at you. And it was gathered before Solomon, his hosts, the jinns, men, birds, and they were set in battle order. And here it is. You see this big thing coming at you, and then they like, yo, get out the way. Because, you know, they may crush you. In some kind of way, Solomon made sure that the innocent people didn't get harmed. That's what I'm looking at. All right. So I got 5 minutes left in the program. So what I'm going to do, what we're going to do is we're going to stop there. And next week we'll deal with Solomon's travels. Okay, of course, it's talking about Solomon going to Jerusalem. And that's where we start talking about the hoopy bird that's going to bring information to Solomon. Woo! So got 5 minutes left in the program. And I'll take another telephone call if somebody wants to press one on their phone and say something about this here. But what we're going to do is I'm going to go ahead and play this for tonight, which is...
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Tonight, 7 p.m., courtship and marriage.
Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journals, A Time to Be Grateful, coming to Newark, New Jersey, December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATTBG features a weekend of events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development, including Culture Night, which showcases Muslim singers, musicians, and spoken word artists, a modest yet ultra-stylish family fashion show luncheon, an awards banquet, business breakfast, marketplace with Muslim vendors, and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. Visit www.masjidalhaq.com or call 862-250-5451. I hope to see you there.
Yeah, this has been pretty good, especially talking about Solomon and the whole idea about the ants. That was interesting. Because the way that the Quran, the way that the Quran says it, it first tells us, It tells us that. Let me just make sure. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, no, that part. That verse, those verses, it starts off telling us about the day that Solomon gathered his army, which had different battalions of men, jinn, birds, and animals. So we're talking battalions and battalions. Let's see something. Let's just make sure what we're talking about as far as right battalion definition. You know, a large body of troops ready for battle, especially in infantry, upon forming part of a brigade, typically commanded by a lieutenant. I'm just trying to see, you know, oh, a battalion is big. A battalion is big. All right? So that's the interesting thought, that this verse starts off, you know, talking about a battalion, and then the ants see the battalion. And, you know, and the Quran says it as an ant, but it's probably small people, innocent people. And, you know, there's like, yo, we got to get out the way of this battalion of men and builders, and, you know, that have come. And, you know, because they're going to crush us. And from some kind of way, Solomon, you know, made sure that those people wouldn't get harmed. And that was what our Prophet, peace be upon him, you know, did when he marched into Mecca. Remember that? Remember that? When he marched into Mecca, he said, I don't have to tell you. But is that the situation today? They got, as a matter of fact, they got a march going on today. In this day and time, they got a march going on. And they're knocking down everything. Anyway, so that's how we're ending the program today. And I thank you so very much, brothers and sisters, for listening. Don't forget courtship and marriage tonight right here on American Muslim 360. And listen, you know, tune in today, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. with me, William Kareem, doing the program Why Muslim Americans Don't Want to Get Married. And we're not only talking about Muslims that want to get married, but other issues as far as what's going on as far as relationships here in the American circumstance, as far as being Muslim in those circumstances. Well, thank you so very much, and inshallah, we'll continue next week with Solomon. Make sure that you remind me if I forget, okay? Until then, I give you the greetings. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Oh, let me say this here before I get off. Anything that I may have said that was offensive or may have been wrong, that's on me. You know, that's on me, and I ask Allah to forgive me. And I'm just trying to do the best that I can as far as it's concerned. You know, there might be something else as far as the answer is concerned. I don't know, but I was just sharing the way that I thought it was. You know, that was just, don't quote me and say that, you know, yo, that's how it is. I'm just sharing that with you. And if you have something different, you know, come on and share it. Come on and share it. You know, but I meant no harm to be offensive to anybody which is trying to figure out some of these things so that we can live a better life here in American circumstances being a community of me and W.D. Muhammad. Until then, assalamu alaikum.